The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Stink bug. As names go, it's a PR disaster. Each of the words alone hardly endearing and, in combination, wholly off-putting. Which is a shame because stink bugs have a perky charm, a distinctive style, and for an insect, a surprising concern for their offspring. Stink bugs deserve a better name, and they have one. Shield bugs. They got this name from their shape, which is like a medieval knight's triangular shield. All shield bug species have glands producing a nasty-smelling defensive secretion. But they are also united by many much more likable characteristics. This group of bugs includes many species that show devoted parental care for their eggs and newly hatched young. What provokes the greatest ire, however, is the smell. Glands between the first and second pair of legs release a foul odor if the bugs are threatened. And, of course, the stink from a shield bug can be very persistent. Over the past decade, the bugs have spread from their original home in China, Japan, and Korea to become established as an invasive species in the U.S., where they're considered a major agricultural pest, as well as sometimes a household nuisance.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.